This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha!
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of the CM podcast, the Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Beaming in the satellites from... Oh, no, he's not here. It's working. But I'll tell you what, I mean, he is. Cobb's not here tonight. He's working, delivering popcorn somewhere and preparing for a family event. But needless to say, in the side square, equal footing, Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Great to be here.
I did go to the Sphere. I don't know how much of that Matt's going to leave in there. Had probably the coolest little 24 hours in Vegas ever. But Mr. Cobb ended up being with me, so we're going to wait till next week to talk about that. I will just say this. Even if you go to Vegas just to do like the nature show in the Sphere, just go to the Sphere. It is hands down the coolest thing I have ever seen. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. Also, I feel like a dumbass. All these years, you know, Brad and Taryn, the mayor, my guy Slow Joe, they've always been like, can't believe you don't like Dead and Company shows. You don't want to see, like, I feel like an idiot. I've never seen the Dead till now. Dead and Company, and just phenomenal. Like, there was a certain point I just had to close my eyes to just listen to the music because I was like, the visuals are too much. But John Mayer shreds. To any real Deadheads out there, you were right. Ted Smith was dead wrong. I mean, that's the only thing I could say. I saw Taryn at work on Monday. I just hugged her. I go, I get it. You guys were right.
You owned it. That's what it's all about.
Matt, real quick, a little, now we've been saying all the land for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I don't know that we're the only people saying that, but, I saw today, I'll leave out some names, but, a radio show in town hired a guy to be to be on their show who was from here and then worked in another city and is now back here. And in his statement on Instagram ended with, I can't work with the best morning show in all A-L-L-L-L-L the land.
Whoa.
Right? I mean, I was like, Did you pick that up from us?
We've been
like,
doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
We've got a decent little stake to claim.
Right?
You know?
So it's like, I probably wouldn't think about it any more than like, yeah, but you're from here. Like, and I think I've met the guy before. Like, I bet there's a good chance you've listened to this podcast, but
check the tapes. We've been saying it a long time. Dude, Carson the lawyer was saying like, AI could recreate us audio, on audio pretty easily. Like, he's like, you guys are, you have so much data of how you, not only how you sound, but also literally how you think, just like for some robot to come comb through and make some, you know, audio. I was like, it tripped me out to think about.
Dude, it's very scary for my profession, because it's like, yeah, there's enough tape where it's like they can just make an AI. Like, wait a minute, man, I need a job.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's yeah, it's wild how long we've been doing this. And All the Land was a pretty early thing that we, you know, that was like before episode 100 for sure. I feel like that was in the first 20 or 30.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wait to see. If they start using it on the air, I'll be like, because I know a couple people that show, I'll be like, hey, like, come on. Or you better give us, you better give the Ted Smith some credit on that one.
Right. And like, let's, we'll be like, there are certain things that radio stations will do in one market, and that'll be their thing in Omaha. But then in Buffalo, there's a different station kind of claiming to be whatever. And like, if this is Seattle based, we've been a pretty Seattle based cast for a lot of years, saying All the Land for a lot of years.
Yeah. Some people sign their emails to the men's room with All the Land, and I go, All the Land.
Yeah. Yeah. These are just facts.
Right.
I don't want to take anything the wrong way or out of context, but I can speak about our facts that we've been doing this a long time and saying All the Land a long time.
Yeah, and it certainly wouldn't be the first time that somebody's taking credit for something we or I have done. Right? I'm just like, yep, kind of, all right, all right.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it. Keep me posted.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that on Radio Info or Radio Insight. I was like, huh, all right, that's an interesting way to use on your post, but oh, we'll man. See.
Yeah. I want to find it and comment LARP on.
Right.
Start taking that.
First of all, Matt, it's hot up here. People are breaking left and right. Now, you haven't been to my new place, but it's like, you know, I'm a ground floor guy, right? So when you come in the front of my building, you got to go down three flights of stairs to get in my place, right? And you're like, oh, what are we in the basement? But it opens up to a nice green space in the back, right? Like the pool's out there for the complex. So as hot as it is, like I got my ceiling fan on. I'm like, you know what? My place stays relatively cool, which is kind of nice. But yeah, a lot. It's, you know, it's been in the 90s. Like, first of all, it's too early to be in the 90s for Seattle. Okay. Right? Like August, I expect 90s. But like, and you got to take out, you know, I know you live in the desert, but remember when you lived here, like, People are breaking, man. They're losing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's just interesting to me that on the other end of the spectrum, people are losing, because it's like Seattle loses their mind because it's too rainy and gray, you know? And then it's like, no, it's too hot now. And it's getting to us. Like most people, a lot of people have adapted to what a lot of outsiders would say about Seattle weather wise, you know? Like, you get used to hoodie season, you know, you make a thing out of it. We have dip season, you know, like,
I, and look, I'm with you, right? Like, I don't mind, like, I don't mind the weather here, right?
Right.
Like, May, June can get to me a little bit, like, get warm. But, like, I'm not somebody that bitches about it constantly. But you're right. There are others, people in Seattle who bitch constantly that it's not sunny and hot. Then they're bitching it's too hot. It's like, man, you guys are just bitching to bitch.
Yeah, just bitch about the weather, but a lot of times those people bitch about other stuff, too. They like bitching, they're bitches. So, yeah, I don't know. It's funny hearing you talk about the 90s like that. Like, I get like an hour in the 90s when I wake up, and then it's triple digits by noon, for sure.
Well, and that's the thing. This heat wave has been going across the whole country for a while, but it didn't get up here to Seattle, I'd say, till like July 5th. Okay. But like the 4th was nice, like the couple days before that. But I had a bunch of family out here for my mom's 80th, like the week and weekend before, and they're in DC and Baltimore, Virginia, so they were like, they're loving the weather. They're like, this is great.
Yeah.
It was also the first time, like, my nephew CJ didn't make it out, but like my niece Maddie had never been out here, my sister-in-law hadn't been out here, so it was Jesus Christ,
first time.
No, I'm
for
just
both
laughing
of them. I mean,
yeah, I'm just, somebody texted me and they're like, he's just giving me crap. He's like, I didn't hear my birthday shout out today, and I'm like, oh damn it. Listen, even personal friends of mine, if you don't send an email in, I will forget. Once that show starts rocking and rolling, man.
Wow.
But yeah. So my sister-in-law hadn't been out here. And man, my brother, sister-in-law, and my niece, they were just on it, dude. They show up to town on a Thursday, right? They're like, hey, we got our luggage. But they get in town like noon. So I'm like, just bring it by work. And you can go down to the market or whatever. And they're like, I'll store your luggage. They're like, cool. They hit the market. They hit the needle. I was like, you already walked all the way up to the needle? They were like, yeah. Well, my brother Chris is like, yeah, we saw Buckley's. We saw your old building. I was like, nice. And then we had a quite lovely dinner at Elliot's Oyster House down on the waterfront. Like, trying to do all the specific Seattle stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then the next day, like, my mom and sister got into town. So like Friday night, we just kind of chilled, and they went over to Bainbridge. That's what I'm saying. They were on it.
Wow. They really hit everything.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to brag here, but they did not believe me that pickleball started on Bainbridge Island.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, question. I guess it's not, they're not that section of the family from Smith Family Popcorn, but did they go to Cobb's Popcorn?
No. Smith family, Dan and Pat are cousins of Chris and I, my brother and I.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, I know. So I'm just saying Chris is not, your brother's not the, one of the two main Smith family guys, right?
Correct. But that, yeah, of course they went to Cobb's.
Yeah.
And like when they said they were going to Cobb's, I was like, hang on, let me text them. And then, right, you know, Cobb, like if you're a Smith, like you're getting hooked up. But they have bigger bags. They just got three small bags. And I'm like, I get it. It's instinctual for people to be like, I don't want to take too much. Like, I'm used to it now. I'll go down on the market sometimes and like whoever's working, I'll just be like, what up, dude? Like, yeah, all right, get the big bags. Like, just give me a trash bag full of the brown butter.
Yeah.
But no, they hit Cobb. Right. So they went over to Bainbridge Friday, and then Saturday we got up. So you say, went over to my buddy Rob's house. He lives in Greenwood. He's got an awesome townhouse, rooftop deck. So like Greenwood car shows going on, Matt. Look at some cars, go up there. He had a great menu too. Prosciutto wrapped melon, caprese salad, right? Smash burgers, Nathan's hot dogs with all the fixings.
And he was making all that, right?
Yeah. Because he loves to cook.
Yeah.
But it was also funny. He puts out a menu and he said, hey, noon to like six. So you know the Smiths. We're there at like 12:01. Let's get it going. And of course,
help with anything?
What's that?
No, you just show up 1 minute after. Are you need help with anything? Like right. You're ready to go, but you will help. You know you're early.
Right. Whoa, we're ready to get loose. And then let's just say, so we like cooked out up there. Super fun. And that deck's awesome, man. You could see Mount Rainier. You could see the Olympics on the other side of his deck. Like it's, if you know where the yard is, his place is like right next to that. So like just great viewing, good time and everything. And then what was I going to say? Then I got like my mom and sister into their Airbnb. Then we hit a Mariners game Saturday night. My mom and sister bailed, which was fine, but like, you know, had good terrace club level seats. So now, right, my brother's like, well, we got to take Maddie, his daughter, my niece. Like, she's 21. Like, we got to show her the beer garden, right, out in center field. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Like, I haven't – that beer garden gets crazy, right? I was like, I haven't been out there in forever, but, like, I'm game. And we go out there, which is awesome. It's just we're a short family. You can't see anything. But we got to see the hydroplane boats from in there. And they're like, what's this? I'm like, oh, watch this. So it was just, I don't know, it was just a good time. I'll tell you what, though, man. There was also a Sounders game that kicked off around the same time. It was fucking packed down there, dude.
Dude.
They hit all the like quintessential Seattle stops in record time.
Yeah, man. And then Sunday, hit Costco, got a bunch of stuff. I had already rented a party bus for my guy Brian. Go up to our buddies Jesse and Jamie, hosted the party. So I was like, look, everything's taken care of. All you got to do is get on the party bus. We'll go up there. But it was great. Like George and Nick, you know, a lot of the crew was there, the mayor and his wife. So it was just a lot of fun. Also, shout out to Costco, man. That giant shrimp platter, like shrimp cocktail, like it just hits, man. Everybody likes it. It's simple. Right?
Costco's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Right. Monday, I took him up to the pass, went to Snoqualmie Falls. Also, Matt, you know damn right we went to the North Bend Bar and Grill to get black and salmon Caesar salads.
What'd they think? Did they live up to the hype for him?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they hear about him as much as like our listeners do?
So my brother's a pretty faithful listener to the cast. Okay. So he's heard about it enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was awesome. And then yeah,
dude, that's what I'm saying. They're so efficient in the city limits that it's like, dude, we got time to jet out on I-90 and hit the falls and hit the North Bend Bar and Grill real quick. Like that's slick.
It's also funny. Like I forget, right? And so I'm just like, well, let's drive up to the pass. If you've never seen like, it's hard to explain to people that grew up out here in the Northwest. Like you just don't see stuff like that back on the East Coast, right? The Appalachians, they're steeper than the Cascades, but they're not nearly as tall.
Yeah.
So like we went up there and then as soon as I got out of the car to pump some gas, I was like, yeah, let's get out and look around. I'm like, oh my God, I forget how cold it gets up here.
Yeah.
yeah. We hit the crab pot on Monday. I mean, whatever you could look up, like then we went to Chihuly. Like it was textbook. Like, here's what you got to hit in Seattle. Like I think they did a good job of tapping all the spots.
That's cool. And I mean, it sounds like frantic, and like overwhelming, it wasn't. Like it almost sounds like it's some out of control thing with how much stuff they got crammed in, but it's like they're still going through that in a very Smith way. Just laughing and having a day about it.
Yeah, right? Like, we definitely hit my local to watch a USA match on, like, a Monday night. I was also very impressed. I don't talk about the name of that bar because Thrill goes in there, too. He's like, just don't mention the name. I'm like, all right. Because, I mean, I had done blown up Buckley's for years. But they got wings, and they like the wings. Because I feel like Seattle still struggles with wings. So I like them, but I was like, all right. If my niece and my brother like them, that stands the test.
That's good. Yeah.
Also, I think they were blown away as they're just like, especially like one night they're like, man, we're tired. But like, when does the sun go down here? I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Comes up super early.
About 1 a.m. your time.
Yeah. Well, dude, remember when we were in Austin? I forgot about how early. Remember, as I was like, let's stay up till sunrise. And then Kyle was like, dude, that sun ain't going to be up for another 90 minutes. I'm like, won't it be up at like 5:15? He's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm used to meltdown time. You made it
close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Meltdown time. Yeah.
Also, I would say thank you to anybody at the Mariners game or whatever that were like, Ted Smith, what up? My, my niece has heard stories like from my brother and sister-in-law, like, cool, whatever. But like waiting in a beer line at Hatback. And honestly, dude, you know me. The dude in front of me just had on some dope Air Maxes. So like after they get their beers in front of us, I just like tap him like, dude, dope shoes. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of an Air Max nerd. And they're like, cool. So we're standing in line. Now they're like 2 feet, but they stop. They don't walk all the way off. And I hear the one guy being like, I think that's Ted Smith or whatever. So I was like, what's up, guys? And they're like, oh, man, good to meet you and everything. And I'm like, that's my niece, Maddie, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nice. She got to see it in person.
Yeah. part of the total experience. If they're hanging with you in Seattle, they bet they got to go through that at least once. Right. Sounds like the guys were chill. Like,
oh, they were awesome. I just was super pumped. They like even were like, they were like, oh, you don't mind? I was like, you know me. Of course not.
That's right? Cool. Yeah. I've seen so many of those that like those ones are that's cool for your niece. But like, I like the crazies. I like the ones where they'd flip out after a while. I've just seen so many of them. It's like, give me some spice. Let's go, guys. People would lose their minds.
Well, dude, even I got caught off guard Saturday morning, right? Like, my flight was at 8. Security was going to take a while. So, like, I got up at 4:30 in the morning, right? Like, that's early. The power was out. So, like, I'm pooping in the dark, Matt, right? Which is fine. But, like, I needed to buzz my head. And I'm like, I'm not sure I want to shower in the dark. I got an Uber scheduled to pick me up at 5:15. 5 a.m., boom, the lights come on. So I'm like, cool. Shower up, pick up my buddy Rock, get to the airport. And like, we had a little breakfast. I think we had like a Bloody Mary, maybe like a beer. But I mean, I'm still half asleep. And you know me, I took a 10 milligram edible before I hit the airport. So Rob's in the bathroom. We're at our gate heading to Vegas. And this woman walks over, right? And she's like smiling, but like, I'm just out of it. She's like, I didn't expect to see you here. And I legit like turn like, oh, sorry, my bad. And she's like, no, Ted, I'm a fan. And I was like, oh, sorry. And she's like, I met you once. She's like, oh, I didn't mean to bug. I'm like, no, sorry. I'm half asleep on an edible, like whatever. She's like, well, we're going down to Vegas. She was super nice and it was awesome. I just right, like, I was just like, what? Who are you talking to? Am I in the way?
That I tell you, I was on a lot of milligrams too on my way to Austin, and I saw a member from the place that I work.
Okay. Oh,
on my flight. And yeah, I was. We made eye contact, and he works out enough that it would have been awkward for me to not say hi, but I was too high to be like, oh, here we go. But yeah, it's overwhelming in an airport. Like, I love getting really high and flying and going to the airport, but it's under the understanding that I'm going to be completely anonymous everywhere, you know, except for the people that see my ID, right? But like, everywhere else, it's just like this big, transient, fast paced, like everybody's going everywhere and you're just high as shit in the middle of it all. And then if somebody's like, Ted, you're like, no.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It just, right? It's just like, look, she was attractive. It just caught me off guard. I was like, right? You see that? You're like, right? I was like, and then she's like, no, I'm talking. I'm like, oh, you are talking to me.
That's me.
And she was like, I was like, don't apologize. I'm just kind of a tired, stoned idiot.
Yeah, also ungodly early, like, right? You're just trying to get your wits about you. She understands.
I know. Also interesting, right? Like, my niece is 21. She's graduated college. So I'm like, Annie, you don't know what the Gorge is? And she's like, no, I've never heard of the Gorge. And I'm like, it's one of the most famous, you know, she's like, I know Red Rocks. And I'm like, all right, Red Rock, don't get me wrong. Red Rocks is dope. But to me, the Gorge is even more kind of destination, almost more famous. I don't know if I should say it's more famous, but like, to me, like, if you like shows, and she goes to a lot of shows, like, I was just shocked. I was like, you never heard of the Gorge? Like, all right.
So does the East Coast have anything that's like on par with either of those two, like as far as outdoor venues that are like that epic and that size?
No. I mean, you have like amphitheaters and stuff, but I would say the difference is like on the East Coast, like Ocean City hosts like a giant festival now, like on the beach.
Okay.
Either like in the summer or like early September or something. So like they have stuff like that, or like there's cool stuff, right? Like there's a rock station in DC called DC 101, and they used to have this chili cook-off in June, which is I would say equally as cool as the Gorge, because you're literally on the street in D.C. There's bands and there's all these people cooking chili and this and that. But like behind the bands is just the Capitol. So you have like more stuff like that as opposed to just pure nature.
Right.
Right.
Yeah that makes sense.
Yeah, but she's a big country fan. So then it was funny. She was like, I've never heard of it. And I'm like, all right, when you get home, look it up. All right. And then Monday morning, I wake up, I got a DM from her. She's like, Luke Holmes announces he's playing two shows at the Gorge in October. So I'm like, dude, come back out. Like, Uncle I'll Ted. Get us tickets. Like, I have no issue going out to the Gorge to watch Luke Holmes for a night or two.
Dude, that's tight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Because I feel like 21, I don't know, I got younger nieces, but like, it's easy to gain credibility with a 4-year-old. You know what I mean? But like with a 21-year-old, you don't know about the Gorge? Kind of look it up. Kind of a real big deal. You know, then it's like Luke Combs, you're like, yeah, you need tickets? Like, boom. Good for you. That's awesome.
I know, right? I don't know if she will, but I'm like, dude, you know me. Come on out. Like, I'll figure it out. And then I get to work and Mike's already like, did you see the Luke? I'm like, yep, saw Luke Holmes thing. And he's like, oh, me and my wife are going to want to go to both shows. So you're either going to have to run the board that Friday or we're going to have to take that day off. I was like, well, we're fucking taking it off because I'm probably going out there too.
In that case, yeah.
Right. Mike has never been to the Gorge.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. That place is so cool.
What's the first show you saw out there?
First show at the Gorge was Tool.
Okay.
10,000 Days.
I was at that show.
Yeah.
First one I saw out there, this was way back in the day. And I had never been over the pass yet, but like, let's just say I'd gotten in a little trouble at work I'd gone on the morning show with BJ, and this is how old school this is, with BJ and Double R. Miggs was on the show, right? And we were drinking absinthe. And I mean, just got absolutely hammered, right? Which was fine. I think the bigger issue was going back to work, because I was like, well, I need to get back to work. I walked in and was like, you should not be here, dude. Go. You need to leave. So it was kind of like a punishment. Miles would throw had a party in the studio that I wasn't invited to. And there was like a mascot, red Solo cups, like Doritos, like light beers. But that day after that show, Double R looks at me and Migsy and he's like, get in the car. Like he has his wife with him. Like we're taking a ride. And we rally out to the Gorge. This is when Sasquatch was only a couple nights and you could buy individual tickets. We drive out there, never been to the Gorge before, and we watch Nine Inch Nails. Just awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, I think that was the first one.
That's so cool. And that was literally like based on the trajectory that my life actually took because I was a lunatic. But that story feels like it was just yesterday to me, number one, which is like, I'm very old because that was also a decision. Like that event was very influential in me being like, yeah, that's what I'd like to do. Like, I don't know how this is considered work for these guys, but Ted just showed up on BJ, like hammered on absinthe. It glorified radio in a way that really resonated with me when I was like 21 or whatever. And then, yeah, just stuck with it. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Right. It was, I mean, to this day, that day was fun as hell. Now, do I think I might've been drugged a little bit by somebody? Yes. Because after the morning show, we were driving around and they're like, you look a little tired. Just take one of these. And I was like, what is it? He's like, it's just like caffeine or something. In retrospect, pretty sure it might have been a drug.
Okay.
Was going to say, but yeah, rallying out to the Gorge. Like I still remember that night. It was unbelievable. God. But yeah, I was out there for that Tool show. that night before the Tool Show and that campground was a super fun night. Unfortunately, the guy that made that night so fun, his cousin or somebody reached out to me. We used to call him Paper Bag. I don't know if you ever ran into that guy event. Super nice dude, but he was awesome. Yeah, somebody did reach out and was like, hey man, just thought you'd like to know. Like he did, I think his name's Eric, was like, he did, you called him Paper Bag, but like he did pass away. I was like, oh, that's a gut punch.
Oh man.
Yeah, that night before in the campground was just unreal. And then Tool, and I had never seen Tool. I remember we had seats. We were like fourth or fifth row from the stage. And halfway through that show, I was like, I got to go sit in the lawn. They're like, why? And I'm like, this is just intense. And also, I was like, I know there's lights going, but like when you're that close, you can't see kind of the light show. So I was like, I kind of want to see the light show too. But yeah, I know a lot of people always go to the Gorge for Dave Matthews on Labor Day. I would tell people this, like I like Pearl Jam. I've seen Pearl Jam a few times, but seeing Pearl Jam at the Gorge to me is just awesome. That's one of the better musical experiences I think people will have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another band that I just think fits that place really well.
Yeah. I mean, I went out there once for a summer jam. And like, it was cool when Cube was still around and it was cool and stuff. But like, I don't know. It's different. Like watching like a rap show out there. You got Pearl Jam, you got Dave Matthews or
the dead.
Right. I'm like, that's what I've seen Willie Nelson out there. Like,
yeah, some people just fit better with it.
I will say our old boss, like his wife used to work for a record label. So that was part of the reason I got to go to Summer Jam. He was like, you like rap. Will you drive out there, ride with her out there? And I'm like, yeah, sure. No biggie. But we're like backstage and T.I. was the headliner. So she gets us in the line for the meet and greet. And we're like the last two people. And I'll always remember, like, you know me, I'm way too excited. And he's just standing there, like, taking pictures. And I'm like, yo, Tip, been a fan since this and that. And he's like, oh, word. But, like, the look on his face, like, you're the last person I expected that from. I was like, man, trap music. Now, that was a CD.
That was a good record.
That's a great record.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, pretty much top to bottom.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I could just put on back in the day when I was more into rap, and still I think it holds up. And I still like, because I have a weird frame of reference on like what's famous in rap, you know what I mean? Like, there's just songs that I know really well that a lot of people do not consider well-known rap songs.
Yeah,
including like songs off of that record. But yeah, it's just kind of in the age of the internet, I just kind of stumbled across some random songs and like random soundtracks, like the End of Days soundtrack I liked in the 90s. I don't know, it's just a different time. I was reflecting about 90s soundtracks recently, but yeah, like there's just a lot of obscure cuts.
Well, I mean, look, that's the tough thing as you get older, right? Like, you know, I mean, look, if it was up to me, I'd still listen to 90s rap and early 2000 rap, right? And then like grunge music. But, you know, working at KSW obviously got me into a lot more rock music and this and that. But also, like, I try, like, you know, the mayor's son is a DJ. I like that he kind of keeps me in the loop. It's kind of like my cheat code. But like, I have to actively go out and still find new music to get into. Like I like country now, right? I love EDM stuff. But on the same token, like if we're really getting after it, I'm like, yo, man, put on that Pac, put on that Big.
That is, yeah, it is funny. I there's just different levels that I've seen you at where I've seen you say, yeah, put on that electronic song or put on that country song. But you're right. When you're at your peak, it's always going to be 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
I thought full RPM. You go one place.
I did think a very like nice compliment was like my brother was kind of joking around with my niece, and he's like, He's right. Cause like, he's the same age as the mayor. Right. I mean, I'm 43. And he was like, yeah, but you guys just seem younger or whatever. And she was like, you guys are old, but you're like, cool. You know, like newer music and stuff. And I was like, she was like, you give off better vibes. I was like, all right, good. You know what? Hey, I'll take, I'm like, you're my niece. You're probably being nicer, but like, I'll take that from a 21 year old. You guys don't seem like the creepy old guy stuck in one genre of music from, you know, 1985 or 1995. I don't think we really have to take a break tonight.
Okay.
Right. I would like to promote our buddy Kevin Deers is hosting the first ever Loud and Local Fest this weekend, Friday night and Saturday up at, is it Club Hectic?
Havoc? Something like that, yeah. With Hectic with a K.
Correct, right? I don't know if I know that couple that owns it. I see them all the time. I like all their posts. But I think I'm going to try to sneak up there Friday night and check out a couple bands. And, you know, just go support Loud and Local. Go support Kevin. I mean, he's always been a good, you know, friend of ours, friend of the show.
Yeah, that's really cool that that's happening. I mean, he had talked about that idea for a while. And, you know, so to see it come to fruition, I just like seeing stuff like that. So go support it. Go check out those bands. I'm really stoked for Kevin. And I keep seeing a bunch of like people that are playing it. The bands are stoked for it. So now they just need a bunch of fans to be excited that show up. And yeah, it'll be an awesome party.
Yeah, it's funny, man. There's a girl I follow on Twitter that's like a big Seattle sports fan, right? And she's also a big fan of Dick's Burgers, right? It's like somehow I stumbled on her and I'm just like, man, this chick's great. All she does is post about sports and like burgers and like, I think she's a teacher with a kid or whatever. But I'm always like, I try to like these tweets, but like I never get a follow back. And then the other day, somebody was like, I'm trying to add more local music. And she name drop Wyatt in the Wreckage. So I was like, all right, I just like, I mean, it was one of those, like, as soon as she tweeted it, I saw it and liked it. I got a follow back. And I was like, all right, thanks, Wyatt.
That's what it took, huh?
Yeah. And what's it? East Avenue. Ah, I feel bad. I know that. I know those guys in that band. Or, yeah, they've played at like Climate Pledge and stuff during, you know, Climate Pledge does a good job during the hockey games of having a local band up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool the way that they do that. I think King Youngblood's playing the show too, and they've also done the Climate Pledge thing.
All right.
I'm not mistaken.
Avenue East. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's going on this weekend. I'll be up there. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm gonna go up there. Actually, I'm gonna go up there Friday evening because I just realized I was supposed to do something else if somebody texts me. But I'm gonna pop in there Friday evening after work. I think doors open at 6. And again, it's all ages. Obviously, to be in the bar area, you got to be 21. But yeah, I'm gonna pop up there Friday evening. Saturday I go, but because it's me and I'm all over the place, I'm going to Kenny Chesney. Texas Ted is back, and Matt, I'm breaking out jorts on Saturday.
Wow. Okay, that's the best environment for him. That's a appropriate occasion.
Yeah, Zach Brown Band and then Kenny Chesney. I feel like jorts would like, they was gonna be like, wow, I can't believe you're in jorts. They're gonna be like, good work.
Yeah, as soon as music comes on, they're gonna be like, those are a great idea. But just standing downtown beforehand, even with good vibes, people are gonna be like, what, dude? But I swear, as soon as music, you'll get people like, dude, nice, elbowing you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks since I saw you, but most of last week, I had some friends in town from LA. I've talked about them a bunch. They actually came out last 4th of July as well. It's one of my best friends from growing up on my street, riding bikes and just, yeah, we had going to the beach. We had a lot of fun. And now he's got two youngsters that are now, 4 and 6. Yes, I believe. And so they come out every summer and they get a room at one of these resorts that have multiple pools, and we, you know, find a pool and hang out, have a good time. And then, you know, eventually we go over to my dad's house and go into the backyard and grill the crazy tomahawk that I get from Jensen's. And so it's kind of become this annual tradition over these last 3 summers. And it always just comes together last minute and is a ton of fun. And yeah, so that was all of last week through the 5th. And I don't know, man. Kids get heavier. If you're trying to throw them around a pool, you notice the year-over-year growth that they have.
Oh, yeah. Grow. Like, they can talk more. They get heavier. I'm just amazed the tomahawk. I mean, the first time I ever had a tomahawk steak was from our buddy Brad the Meat Man. And that had to be 10 or 12 years. Like, now I feel like that's like industry standard.
Yeah.
Like, if you're grilling on like July 4th, I saw so many people on my Facebook like, tomahawk. Like, yep, get it.
Yeah, they're kind of becoming, you know, a big deal. At this point, those kids expect it from me. So, yeah, it's cool to see. But, yeah, it was pretty bit massive this year. And, yeah, it's just, tomahawks are great cuts of steak. This one was probably like 3 inches thick. Like,
all right.
And 3.5 pounds with the bone. But like, I know you pay for the bone weight if you're a steak purist. Like, I get it. I do it once a year. And yeah, it's worth it because they're still 4 and 6. They still think it's super f***ing awesome when I'm holding that giant steak about to put it on the grill. And so that joy on their face is worth the weight of the bone that I'm paying for. Yeah, it was a great tomahawk.
I'm 43. Like, when I eventually finally make it down there to Palm Springs, like, we're getting a tomahawk. You're goddamn right you need to hold it up, and I'll go, it looks great.
Let's go. Yeah. It's.
I mean, like, sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't be that excited, but I'm like, I don't know. I've said this for years. Like, all right, kid pictures, you know. Family pictures, cool. People post their meat pictures. I'm like, nice.
Yeah, I every year I look up what people, you know, just I re-look up how to cook it to remind myself because I do it once a year. Because the rest of the time I just grill other steaks that are easier and lower maintenance. But, you know, when it's tomahawk time, I just go remind myself of how I want to do the reverse sear.
I was going to say reverse sear, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Every year, there's half, you just have to weed through half of it is people talking about tomahawks and how you pay for the bone weight. They're not the best. And I'm just like, dude, they're so fun and the kids love it. And at this point, it's going to be a thing that they remember now. Like, that's 3 years in a row of them coming to the desert and Uncle Matt grilling a tomahawk and we eat steak and swim in the pool. Like,
I mean, that sounds like a great goddamn 4th of July to me.
Bam. Done. Yeah. So it was great to see them. I love throwing them in the pool and still no problem, but noticeably they do not go quite as high as they did last year. Like,
nerd Ted has to ask, what are you doing on that thing? Salt and pepper? Do you put anything else on it?
I tried a different, well, I salt it like multiple times the day before leading up to between 20, like I buy it the day before, I salt it, I let it dry and sit with salt on it for like 24 hours. And then I pat it dry. I basically salt it twice when it's in the fridge leading up to, then I take it out. Then I bring it to room temp. Then I'll season it with, well, I actually found this stuff that was basically all the other seasonings except salt from Trader Joe's. It was like 21 seasoning salute or something like that. And I just looked and it just worked. It just went good. But there's plenty of salt. There's enough salt in there that I knew it could get the crust and it had helped tenderize. So, but yeah, you could definitely taste the salt when it was all said and done.
Yeah. I mean, look, I have no reason to plug them, but I'm a big fan of Kinders and their seasonings and stuff. They got an SPG, you know, salt, pepper, garlic. That's good. They're all purpose one. Like I've used it on beef. I've used it on chicken. I've used it on turkey. Like the opposite of reverse sear. I learned this recipe where I like take a turkey, just like the breast, marinate it overnight in a dry rub. Next day, cook it in the pan with some rosemary, butter. Like get it pretty much cooked and seared up, and then you finish it off in the oven. So I'm like, yeah, the Kinder's all purpose, and the salt, pepper, garlic, or SPG as I call it. Just great stuff.
Yeah, that's I mean, I generally keep it pretty simple, and that one was, you know, yeah, a little bit more exotic, but I knew I had a good base level of salt already, you know, in it pretty good. So yeah, it wasn't all the way to medium rare all the way through like I was going through, but like I was going for, but it was still super tender and all the fat was just like fall apart in your mouth, just like right where I want it. And
yeah,
you know, so if it's 10, it wasn't as red as I would have liked it, but or pink throughout, but I was very much like, hey, it's all tender and I got the fat right. Like that's
the main thing.
Yeah. For the guy, because there's a lot of fat on that thing. So I know if that's all good, then, you know, I can live with everything else. And it's not like anything was overdone.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with brisket, right? Like sometimes you get that one piece of brisket where it's like, this is too fatty. I can't chew through this.
Yeah. But
yeah. A good steak that has fat that's cooked correctly and like it just kind of melts in your mouth.
Yeah. I had the fat and the char down, but it wasn't as like red as I would have liked, but it was plenty juicy. Like it was tender and juicy. It just wasn't as red as I would have liked. But with the fat and the char right, I was pretty happy with the trade-offs. And so, yeah, it turned out great. And then it got really hot last week. But to me, it's just, I just tell myself it's always hot now, you know? And it's like, how hot does it get? I don't care. It's just hot for a few more months, you know? And then I'll be fine. But it's already, that mindset's already gotten me to like, you know, a quarter of the way through July. So I'm doing fine.
It had to be hot down there. Like I said, when I was in Vegas on Saturday, it was 117.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to the beach on Saturday or Friday, the day after the 4th. We drove out to Oceanside, literally shivered like 3 times.
Right, because it's much cooler on the beach, right?
Clouds and coastal breeze and coming out of that cold ass water. Yeah, I was straight up like uncontrollably shivering on one of the hottest days of the year out here. So I was pretty stoked with that. Found a good sushi joint out there. And Oceanside's a great little town. It was fun. Great dessert. And yeah, I just felt like, dude, look at me. I'm cold today. It's 120 at home right now. Like I'm a smartass about how the humidity makes the feels like and the wind make the feels like a little bit lower. But like, doesn't matter what the feels like was that day. Get me out of there. So to be shivering at the beach and going back in the water and playing in the waves was just like, dude, awesome. And then the next day I went and saw Carson the Lawyer again.
Oh, nice.
His new house. He got a new, fuck, I don't remember how big the TV is. When you go over to check out your bro's new 80 something inch TV to watch the IMAX Blue Angels documentary, I feel like a big part of it was the TV, right? And it's like, how big was it? It was in the 80s. I don't know. It was pretty massive, but it fit his wall perfectly. Like it didn't feel excessive when you're there. It's a big room with a big wall and a big couch and a big TV. And then get this, Ted, he's ready for college football season. He's got two other like 36 or 40 inch TVs right next to it. So he can have three games on at once during the season.
Yeah, my buddy has a setup like that in his basement, right? Like, it's already a dope, like, nice house in a nice neighborhood, big house. You go downstairs, there's a pool table, giant sectional, and then he's got a huge screen and two little ones that come off on the side. So, you're right, when you're watching football, it's also awesome. It's like on Sundays, we can have the Seahawks game on and then have Red Zone on the other ones. It's like, this is great. I mean, our buddy Sal's got, like, a great one in his basement. Same kind of setup.
Yeah. Yeah, did you watch the Blue Angels documentary?
I haven't. That's why when you said that, I was like, ooh, that sounds good.
I think it's
good.
On Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, and I'm on it.
It is awesome. Like, man, shout out to the Blue Angels. When's Seafair? Did that happen already this year, or is that still coming up?
Come on, Matt. You haven't been in the desert that long.
Yeah.
It's the first week in August.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, it's still coming up.
Yeah,
I would definitely say check out the Blue Angels when it's Seafair. And, you know, even if you just see them practicing, like, take a second and look how freaking crazy that is.
Yeah, the Blue Angels are great. I would also tell people a little quick little hint. They have to practice on Thursday and Friday. Go over to you can go over to Mercer Island and just, there's a couple parks or whatever. Find a spot to post up. And I mean, they buzz Mercer Island pretty damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. Right at the day after the weekend of after the 4th, just watching the Blue Angels documentary, like getting fired up for America. It was excellent. So yeah, those the last week plus.
That sounds pretty fun.
been hot, but it's been good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's summertime. I also say, I always tell people, and I assume you might agree with this, but you're in the summertime all the time. I'm like, to me, summer is basically July, because I live in the Northwest, right? So that's usually June's not the warmest. July's great. You get some hot weather like that. Then you have Seafair, but like post Seafair, I'm like, all right, well, NFL camps have started. When's
no
college
guarantees.
Football? When's college football showing up? Right. I mean, look, I won't lie. I've been watching the Euros and Copa America, still watching F1. But I'm like, yeah, this time of year, I start getting a little antsy already. Like, all right, I gotta see some pads pop.
Yeah. So when does training camp start? Do you know the dates?
I don't know the dates, but I think they start at like the end of July through like mid August, and then they only have three preseason games now.
Okay.
And then I think they get like they take Labor Day off, and I think the NFL starts, because Labor Day is kind of dominated by college football. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
That picture of the three of us on the jet ski, remember that was Labor Day weekend, and like, you know, your dad's house with all the TVs on watching games. So like, yeah, Labor Day. Plus, don't forget Monday of Labor Day weekend, Chestnut, Kobayashi, they settle it on Netflix.
That's wild.
Did you watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest?
I did not.
I didn't either. Like, nope. you need one of those two guys in it.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right. I think Cobb should be back next week.
Awesome.
I'd remind people again, go up to Linwood, go to castw.com. You can get all the details for that live and local fest. I'll be up there for a couple hours Friday evening, hanging out with our buddy Kevin Deers. Maybe I'll get a little stager in if Kevin will let me. Plus, they have the Men's Room IPA on tap up there at that club. Yeah. Is it Havoc or
Hectic?
Yeah. So yeah, get up there, man. Like, come say hi. And then like anything else, it's Seattle summer. So Saturday is going to be busy as F. All right, Matt, you were missed with the Smiths. You came up a lot. You know, brother's a big fan. And he's like, ah, man, I was like, I know. If I could have got him up here for the weekend before the 4th, I would have, but he's a little busy doing his thing. But either way, for MZTP, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers. Yeah, my buddy has a setup like that in his basement, right? Like, it's already a dope, like, nice house in a nice neighborhood, big house. You go downstairs, there's a pool table, giant sectional, and then he's got a huge screen and two little ones that come off on the side. So, you're right, when you're watching football, it's also awesome. It's like on Sundays, we can have the Seahawks game on and then have Red Zone on the other ones. It's like, this is great. I mean, our buddy Sal's got, like, a great one in his basement. Same kind of setup.
Yeah. Yeah, did you watch the Blue Angels documentary?
I haven't. That's why when you said that, I was like, ooh, that sounds
good. I think it's
good.
On Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, and I'm on it.
It is awesome. Like, man, shout out to the Blue Angels. When's Seafair? Did that happen already this year, or is that still coming up?
Come on, Matt. You haven't been in the desert that long.
Yeah.
It's the first week in August.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, it's still coming up.
Yeah,
I would definitely say check out the Blue Angels when it's Seafair. And, you know, even if you just see them practicing, like, take a second and look how freaking crazy that is.
Yeah, the Blue Angels are great. I would also tell people a little quick little hint. They have to practice on Thursday and Friday. Go over to you can go over to Mercer Island and just, there's a couple parks or whatever. Find a spot to post up. And I mean, they buzz Mercer Island pretty damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. Right at the day after the weekend after the 4th, just watching the Blue Angels documentary, like, getting fired up for America. It was excellent. So yeah, those the last week plus.
That sounds pretty fun.
been hot, but it's been good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's summertime. I also say, I always tell people, and I assume you might agree with this, but you're in the summertime all the time. I'm like, to me, summer is basically July, because I live in the Northwest, right? So that's usually June's not the warmest. July's great. You get some hot weather like that. Then you have Seafair, but like post Seafair, I'm like, all right, well, NFL camps have started.
When's no college guarantees. Football?
When's college football showing up? Right. I mean, look, I won't lie. I've been watching the Euros and Copa America, still watching F1. But I'm like, yeah, this time of year, I start getting a little antsy already. Like, all right, I gotta see some pads pop.
Yeah. So when does training camp start? Do you know the dates?
I don't know the dates, but I think they start like the end of July through like mid August, and then they only have 3 preseason games now.
Okay.
And then I think they get like they take Labor Day off, and I think the NFL starts, because Labor Day is kind of dominated by college football. I mean, hell,
yeah.
That picture of the three of us on the jet ski, remember that was Labor Day weekend, and like, you know, your dad's house with all the TVs on watching games. So like, yeah, Labor Day. Fun. Plus, don't forget Monday of Labor Day weekend, Chestnut, Kobayashi, they settle it on Netflix.
That's wild.
Did you watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest?
I did not.
I didn't either. Like, nope. you need one of those two guys in it.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right. I think Cobb should be back next week.
Awesome.
I'd remind people again, yeah, go up to Linwood, go to KSW.com. You can get all the details for that live and local fest. I'll be up there for a couple hours Friday evening, hanging out with our buddy Kevin Deers. Maybe I'll get a little stager in if Kevin will let me. Plus, they have the Men's Room IPA on tap up there at that club. Yeah. Is it Havoc or
Hectic?
Yeah. So yeah, get up there, man. Like, come say hi. And then like anything else, it's Seattle summer. So Saturday is going to be busy as F. All right, Matt, you were missed with the Smiths. You came up a lot. You know, brother's a big fan. And he's like, ah, man. I was like, I know. If I could have got him up here for the weekend before the 4th, I would have. But he's a little busy doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, for MCTP, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.